The Broncos will once again wear their throwback uniforms Monday night in San Diego, but that will be the only reference to history. Last year's season-ending loss at Qualcomm is long in the past. This is a new year, and the Broncos know with the win, they can get an early leg up on the AFC West.
We want to establish dominance inside the conference, inside the division for sure, and hopefully that's on a year-to-year basis, but we're thinking about this game and really not thinking of all the implications. We just know that it's a division road game for us, and it's going to be tough.
I think the guys know, in our meeting this morning, Coach has reiterated a little bit, and I think just talking around the locker room, people understand, what the rivalry is about.
I wasn't here, obviously. I can obviously feel the pain of my teammates for those that went through it. But this is a completely different thing. Our focus completely is on the fact of division game, a rival game, a tough environment going into, and trying to correct the mistakes that we've made in this past game in order for us to have a chance of pulling out a victory down there.
I'm definitely aware of that. I know they done won this division last 3 years. DJ, he always talk about, those guys done embarrassed them a few times. So, I know how special it is. And obviously we are aware of, if we win this game, that it'll create a lot of separation between us. But we're aware of that. But we got to go out there and play good ball because they're definitely a dangerous football team.
The Charger ground game hasn't established itself like it has in the past early on this season, but the Broncos know regardless. LaDainian Tomlinson and Darren Sproles are still threats when carrying the football.
Man, I'm seeing this cat making moves in the hole, leaving people standing in the dust. They're sitting there waiting for him to come to him and make a tackle and leaning forward, diving, and he's no longer there. He's going somewhere else. So as long as he's continuing to do that and make people miss like that, you guys can write about whatever you want to write about him. I know we have to be ready to tackle these, all of them, especially him.
I would be surprised if they didn't. Coming off a bye week, he's probably feeling good as ever. So I got a feeling that they were probably going to feed him more than they ever have because that guy's, he's a special player.
To me, he and Sproles are kind of a nice combination together. Different, but different, but similar in terms of the way they can hurt you. They've been behind in some games and had to throw it more than probably they would have liked. But I see both of them as very dangerous, effective runners. He can still get to the edge. He's done that already this year. Dangerous out of the backfield, and tough in between the tackles. So they got two guys that are relatively shorter backs that, sometimes are hard to get a square hit on, sometimes hard to find behind the line of scrimmage. They do a great job of kind of hiding and picking their spots. Regardless of who the back is, it's going to be a tough challenge for us this week because they're a little different than what we faced.
With a hectic environment expected with a Monday night kickoff, the Broncos know the Charger defense will throw different looks at quarterback Kyle Orton.
They got good guys that blitz too. When you're bringing Merriman and Phillips and Cooper and Burnett, those aren't just small linebackers. Those are big guys. So you got to stand in there and battle them. You got to stand in there and sustain your protection. They create a lot of negative plays in a running game with their blitz packages too, which puts you in the third and long, which they're very good at.
Well, I know Chico pretty well, Ron Rivera pretty well from Chicago, and he bases his defense off of turnovers and creating pressure on the quarterback, and they don't want to get off the field. They want to score points, and this is a defense that certainly thrives off of turnovers. When they get them, they win, and when they don't, it's tough for them. So we're going to have to do a great job. Pass protection, running right routes, me being accurate with the ball, and like all of Ron's defenses, they strip the ball better than anybody that I know. So we'll have our work cut out for it. I think we had six balls on the ground in the New England game, so we're going to have to get that fixed in a hurry.